Blog Talk Radio. How do I reboot it?
Well, Hatter, if you are there, I cannot hear you. That was
I'm doing my intro. That was Metallica. That was Metallica playing Nothing Else Matters. I was saying every rock band needs to slow it down, show us that they are true musicians. Metallica is a hard rock band, and this is their version to show us they can harmonize. They are true musicians. Great song. Metallica was a heavy metal band. The band was formed in 1981 in Los Angeles. The band's fast tempos, instrumentals, and aggressive musicianship made them one of the founding big four bands in thrash metal. Alongside Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer, Metallica has released 10 studio albums, 4 live albums, a cover album, 5 extended plays, 37 singles, and 39 music videos. They've won 9 Grammy Awards from 23 nominations, and its last 6 studio albums have consecutively debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200. Metallica ranks as one of the most commercially successful bands of all time, having sold over 125 million albums worldwide as of 2018. Metallica has been listed as one of the greatest artists of all time by magazines such as Rolling Stones, which ranked them number 61 on its 100. Nothing Else Matters was released in 1992 as the 3rd single from their self-titled 5th studio album, Metallica. The song peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Tracks chart, number 6 on the UK singles chart, number 1 in Denmark, and reached the top 10 on many other European charts. Nothing Else Matters was featured as a playable track in the music video game Guitar Hero. Metallica recognized as one of Metallica's best known and most popular songs. The power ballad has become a staple in live performances. Very good. Very good.
Excellent.
Well, welcome
song.
Back, my friend. It is. It's covered by the kids' voice, the voice of the kids. They still have that in other countries going on. And I've seen this song sang by youngsters. They do a hell of a good job doing it. I don't know why we don't have the kids' voice anymore. But you've stumbled onto ATOV Radio, a team of voices. I'm here. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the night. AP's Taylor's got it off. We postponed our prompts for next week, next Saturday. He's attending his mother's 80th birthday party. So happy birthday, Grandma Taylor.
Happy birthday to her from 52 countries.
There you go. And the number here, we are a writing group. Actually, I didn't introduce that. We share our poetry and our work on the Blog Talk Radio. We have a show just about every night of the week, different hosts, different styles, different themes. Tonight is Saturday. We usually have a prompt, and AP and I do a lot of chatting about writing. We have Deborah Lee, she's in the back doing all the heavy lifting, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah.
Welcome, Hatter.
So
Stephen
Andrew
K has joined us as well.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys.
Howdy, that's me.
It is you.
Hello, Jesse.
It's me.
Hello. Kay's doing the tub thing.
She's doing
great
the tub
place
thing,
to be.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe.
So are you pushed for time? Or are you going to hang with this as long as you can?
I can hang for a little bit tonight, but since I've been up since 5 a.m., I may drift off. So if you suddenly hear some snoring, you might want to cut me off.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to try and make it for an hour, so maybe we can all three make it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll definitely leave you if you snore, though. Just saying.
Yeah, I want to give our hearts and prayers to the people in Florida for that collapsed building. How sad that is. Prayers go out to them and the families, and hopefully those missing will show up somewhere. Terrible. Another incident in Arizona. This blew me away. A hot air balloon, a basket fell off a hot air balloon, quite high in the sky. Did not end well. No.
I don't imagine.
Yeah,
there's always a big investigation when that happens. Yeah, they hit the highway. Out of all the sand dunes they could have tried to hit, they hit the highway. Huh?
And the balloon went on the roof of a home as well. I saw.
Did it?
You don't really think about it because you're looking at this beautiful thing floating through the sky, but the balloon part of a hot air balloon is bigger than like six cars. I mean, it's humongous. So it's like a mega tarp if it hits the roof of a house.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's like one of those animals on the Thanksgiving Day parade, you know, those huge pull-up animals.
The Macy's floats.
Yeah, what was it? Was it Underdog that basically covered that one high rise? I think it was Underdog got snagged up and one year the wind took it. Yeah. Speaking of which, what the hell is that? Then we have I think we have that. I used to know the words to this. Oh, it's not going to let me.
Underdog?
It's not going to let me find it. Yeah, I loaded the intro song to Underdog.
I haven't heard that in years.
Oh, it was. Underdog. Yeah, you know, and that was Wally Cox, the voice. I heard some. All these, back in the day when they had all these, there you go.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for Underdog.
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 Speed of lightning, roar of thunder. This world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding feet. Go Underdog,
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 Underdog, Underdog.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. Underdog,
and news reporter Polly Purebred. Was it Polly Purebred? Good stuff.
Yeah, I'll put them on the
I heard
too.
That.
There you go.
You know, back in the golden years of Hollywood, everybody wanted to be a cowboy. A lot of the stars were cowboys, and they would always guess who was the fastest draw of the actors, who could really handle a gun. Top of the list, Jerry Lewis was fast at draw the six gun. Sammy Davis Jr. was slick, really fast with it. But the one that is considered as one of the top, Glenn Ford was another. The one that you wouldn't believe was one of the fastest was Wally Cox.
Really?
The voice of Underdog, yeah.
This one
is Howard, look on the board. Look on the chat wall.
Okay.
He must have been flying while the song was playing. He must have heard you. Because I see Underdog flying across the room there, just saying. That's cool, Steven.
I used to love that show. I had coloring books when I was a kid. Underdog coloring books.
Oh, yeah?
Aw,
yeah. Little Steven coloring Underdog. How cute.
Did you have the lunch pail?
No, I didn't have the lunch pail. I went to a school there. We didn't eat lunch at school. We actually got to go home for lunch, so I never had
that.
Yeah.
I had 007, 007 combat.
Combat?
Yeah, I had the combat one.
Vic Morrow.
Rick Jensen, yeah. Little John and Kirby, yeah.
I used to love that show. I try to find that show. I can't find it anywhere.
Little John and Kirby?
Kirby, yeah. Little John and Kirby.
Never heard of it.
Kirby carried the carbine. Kirby carried the carbine, and so did Little John. Little John was a big dude. Of course, yeah, you can find.
Yeah,
I did find Jerry Lewis.
Big guys are always little something.
Yeah, you know, I went to school with a family called Stretch. They were all of 5 foot nothing. About eight of them. Parents were small too. Called Stretch. Go figure. Yeah, happy birthday to AP Grandma. 80th birthday.
No, his mom.
Yeah, his mom. 80th birthday. Okay.
Yeah, that is a pretty good way to start into on this day in history. On this day today. Or 80 years ago today, AP's mom was born. That's the best one of the day. Right? I was trying to see another famous birthdays today are William Thomas, Chris O'Donnell, Derek Jeter, and Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. In 1955, Elvis Presley.
Chris O'Donnell
the first
and Robin.
Three nights. Keesler Air Force Base. Going through this day in music history. There was, let's see, 1964, the Beatles during the world tour was down in New Zealand. And a flight from Auckland to Dunedin, probably said that wrong, was tense due to receipt of an anonymous threat. There was a germ bomb had been placed aboard the aircraft. Somebody didn't like the Beatles, I guess. Yeah.
I heard Elvis didn't.
Yeah, well, you know what? Two last songs of Elvis that he sang. One of them was Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
It's a good one.
Went through this song, but thought about Keith Richards. They were on this date, 1973, Keith Richards and his girlfriend, Anita Pallenberg, were arrested in their home for guns and drugs charges. Not good. Cher married Greg Allman on this date. Married for 10 days. Got back together, then split up again. That's love. Here it is, 1977. Elvis Presley made his last ever live stage appearance when he appeared at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. Presley would die less than 2 months later. The last two songs he performed were Hurt and Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I never heard that version.
Oh, it's good. He does it really well.
And then it gets up to some... Did you know Britney Spears has a museum in her hometown? You do now.
Did you hear the kitty co-host?
Ah, that must be Queen Victoria. My cat.
She's
around.
Stephen, was the show you were just talking about a cartoon?
No.
Okay, then click on the link on the chat wall. That's what comes up when I Googled those the Little John and Kirby. This is what came up.
I read across a list of the best cover songs and who did them. It was voted Celine Dion's rendition of AC/DC's track "You Shook Me All Night Long" as the world's worst cover version ever. In the best cover version,
I can picture
in the
one.
Best, really. In the best covers of all time, this is a gimme. Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan's "All Along the Watchtower." The Beatles, the Beatles rendition of "Twist and Shout," and Guns N' Roses versions of the Wings song "Live and Let Die." I have not heard that
Knocking
either.
Knocking on Heaven's Door, I think they did that really well too.
Yeah, You know,
really like
you. I've done this before. I put in singers had the largest range? Who could sing in the most octaves? When you hit the female, there's a whole list, different lists. You've got, you know, Barbara Streisand. You got, you know, I can't even remember some of the names on it, but a whole list of female artists. You put in men's for the men who had the widest range. There's one name and one name only that pops up, and there's no other ones listed, and that's Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses has the widest range of all any singer. I know.
Well, he's got, not anymore, sad to say, but he had that range that went from soft tones to screech, and you just bit a lemon, he could go so high. I love the scratchiness in his voice, but he lost part of it. That's a shame.
Who is this?
Axl Rose.
Oh, Axl Rose, yeah. I was surprised when I Googled it. I kept wording it differently because I figured I didn't believe it at first. But they don't even give any other names of any other range. I mean, I think I don't know. You have to go like Al Green or something.
Let's say my two favorite covers are the Scorpions doing "Dust in the Wind" and Heart doing "Stairway to Heaven"? Those two just kick it.
Yeah.
Heart. Yeah,
I saw the Heart. It was the Kennedy Honors, I think, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah. That whole video was very good. Heart was one that had an agreement apparently with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. They sang a lot of Led Zeppelin songs during their tours on live concerts. You know, they did Heartbreaker, Whole Lot of Love, Stairway to Heaven.
I think you just inadvertently came up with two really good show ideas for Hatter Music. Mm. Like, one of them, you could invite people to bring... introduce you to one of the best cover songs they've ever heard. Bring something that somebody covered that you thought was impressive. And then another night we could do songs that were featured in Kennedy Honors, because there's some really phenomenal artists that have been featured on Kennedy Center Honors. Just saying.
Yeah. Just Just don't play Mellencamp's rendition of Allentown. It was horrible.
Okay. Although that could really be an aspect of the one, either the best cover you've heard or the worst.
The worst.
Although, I, you know.
You know, I think Bad Company's version of Youngblood was pretty bad, too.
You want to know, you're going to find this hilarious. The song Youngblood, my favorite cover of that is Bruce Willis.
Get out. I kind of forgot he covered that. I forgot all about that.
It's awesome.
But wait, I have a question. Howard, did you just say that Bad Company's cover of it was bad?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. Yeah, it's on their Bad Company album. I believe. Yeah, it sounds like a garage band. I mean, our band sounded better. I think they just used it to fill in the extra song, to tell you the truth, because the album's great. But that was, you know, maybe it's just me. Probably is.
Well, that's hard, because I really like Bad Company. So
Paul Rogers,
that song was on, I like the whole album. Bad Company.
Paul Rogers played for, he sang for the group Free. And he really, he screamed more of a screaming voice. Then he found his own with playing and singing for Bad Company. He toured, he had the guts to freaking tour with Queen and sing the Queen songs. And he said that was the most taxing thing. That was the most taxing thing he had ever done. I guess he got somebody else to do that also. But Paul Rogers doing the Freddie Mercury.
I can't see.
I like to see
it. So somebody named the Coasters did it first. I'm sorry, Stephen.
That's all right.
It says Young Blood. By the Coasters.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, I remember Leon Russell back in the day did some covers that I didn't think were too good.
Don't forget the one guy who missed his calling to work at a meat market because Michael Bolton butchered a lot of songs.
Yeah, he started off with When a Man Loves a Woman. Yeah, he sang When a Man Loves a Woman, and it was a pretty good version of it. But he even said because he always sang backup for somebody else. He goes, I never thought my voice being a very humble dude. I guess so. Him and Kenny G were at the height of their career at the same time. Okay, enough clarinet. Enough clarinet, you know.
It was very relaxing.
Hatter, is this the one you prefer?
Yeah, that's the song. The pull up
Bad
Company's version. Yeah,
okay,
pull up Bad Company's version.
Okay, give me a second.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Maybe it was the two songs that it was listed between because I didn't like it. I remember not liking it.
No, I didn't like
that. Very interesting. So I think that would be an awesome
Leon,
song. The best verse.
Yeah, I think you're right. We'll mark that. We'll mark that for. Is it the week from tomorrow?
July.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it's the. Didn't we decide it was the 4th of July, actually? Yeah, it's the 4th of July. You were supposed to be thinking
right.
What you wanted to do special for the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know what? I decided, how about bad or good covers song?
That's a really good idea, Hunter.
Yeah. We're working on that. That'd be good. I feel whooped. I really just feel like I've been through the freaking ringer.
All right, well, we just built a half hour. How about if we do, we have three recordings, and if Stephen brought one, I was going to see if he wanted to go first. Let's put a couple poems on here.
I got one.
I didn't mean I didn't mean that as an excuse to leave early, but go ahead.
No. I told you at the beginning it works for me. I wouldn't mind doing an hour at all.
So we do catering where I work, and I was the cook today, and I had to cook over 1,000 pieces of chicken. So I'm a little whooped, too, and I still smell chicken. So
chicken.
All right.
That's a lot of chicken.
Yeah, that's a lot of chicken.
You bring enough for everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know when you are ready.
Ready, Freddy. How about you, Hatter?
I'm ready.
All right. This was to one of our Thomas Kincaid shows. In fact, it was just the last one that we had. The picture was the prompt I chose, and I call this Home Away from Home in Southern Dry Heat. Cherry pipe tobacco smoke smiles as green anoles scurry about the screen sunroom. Creaking metal rocking chair wisdom, waterfalling 4 years of generations, unfolding lawn chairs, watching pecans fall off side yard tree. Kitchen ramblings of overcooked beef hugs and windmill cookie kisses, allowing shower curtain forgiveness 2 days in a row. Palm tree early morning southern heat brings stomach grumblings of yellow corn grits and scrambled egg musings. Sarcastic wit brings back of bald head smacks and backseat wide-eyed giggles. Feeling at home, 11 borders away. End poem.
Bald head smacks.
This is the end of my great grandparents that we used to visit in Florida.
Ah. What part of Florida?
They were just about an hour north of Orlando.
Oh, okay. That's the only place I've been in Florida is Orlando. Had a miserable time. You know, how can it be raining and it's so muggy? I mean, it was misty, sort of foggy, and it was humidity was like 100 degrees. Is it degrees? No, and humidity.
Percent.
It was terrible. The air conditioners quit working in the hotels. Showers wouldn't take.
You must have gone in
February. No, February. We were there in February.
Really? So we used to go in early spring, and it was usually fairly comfortable.
Yeah. I don't know. It was very muggy. Very muggy. Okay.
I thought that was awesome, Stephen. I think that your details are really cool. And I'm trying to find, there it is, kitchen ramblings of overcooked beef hugs and windmill cookie kisses. I love that phrase, windmill cookie kisses. That's gorgeous. This is a beautiful little brevet.
Or your great-grandparent. You knew your great-grandparent? Wow.
I did. Yeah, they actually were alive for most of my childhood years. They didn't pass on until, well, my great-grandfather passed away when I was like 18 or 19, and my great-grandmother passed away when I was in my early 20s.
Wow.
So they lived, they had, they're very longevity type thing. But yeah, my great-grandmother liked to order her steaks well done, and then she would complain that they were overcooked. That's where the overcooked beef hugs comes from.
That makes it more endearing.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was really blessed too. I had grandparents and great grandparents almost my whole life, and I finally lost my last grandparent just a couple of years ago. My mom's mom. She died long after my mom.
Wow. I miss them.
Me too. They have a way of making you feel special, extra special.
I knew one grandma. My mom and my dad were the youngest. My dad was second to the youngest of 12 kids. My mom was the youngest of 7 kids. So I only knew one grandmother. I got the older kids, older cousins would have known grandma and grandpa. You know, I see pictures of my grandma Hutchinson. She's all of about 5 foot nothing, and she had 12 kids.
Wow.
Way to go, Grandpa. Now, the family had split a lot of the, like some of my uncles, a couple of aunts, and my dad were raised by the older brothers in Placerville, California. And Grandpa and Grandma moved down here to Sacramento for health reasons, I believe. Allergies or something. Anyway. Get nervous.
Yeah, I actually had another great grandmother that lived not too far from me, but she passed away when I was very young. But I did know her and remember her. So I had a lot of grandparents when I was little.
Yeah, me too. For the longest time, I just assumed everybody had grandparents and great-grandparents. Yeah. So, you know, the first time I found out
right.
that a lot of people didn't even have one, I felt kind of naive.
I'm right there with you.
Can we play one of those recordings there, Deb?
We sure can. I'm going to grab Budo's and put the link on the board.
Okay.
There it is. And now I am going to push play so we can let him dazzle us. Here we go.
I think back of you and me and the moments we shared, we two. I can't believe you left me then, and now the moment is gone from you. Take to lose light, hard to realize the lonely nights in me, in you, in the emptiness that it had to be our affair. You said was not reality. I disagreed with your insanity. I didn't think or feel that was you and me. I didn't want to start a fight, but realized I had no rights in me.
Eyes of Blue.
Wow.
That was very pretty.
That was amazing. Did you hear since there's no other names here, because I just looked, I think maybe he recorded the chorus and then used himself to be his backup too, because I put it really close to my ear and there was a backup. This was brilliant. Wow, another one I got to save. It's really, really impressive.
Yeah, I like his voice. It's very Dylan-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And he did this 4 months ago. I wonder how many songs he's got.
I've heard quite a few. He's really good at them.
Yes, he is.
I wonder, maybe when we do his tribute show, we can get him to give us a list of all the ones that are recorded in song, and we can do our first all-song tribute show. Sounds like a good idea.
yeah, it does.
We're full of great ideas tonight.
He's got a list. So he's got 50 songs.
Oh, no kidding.
Holy Wow. I see that. Okay, yeah, there you go. That would be an amazing idea. I'll have to see what he thinks of it. Maybe I'm trying to think. July is Liquid Damage. I'm trying to finish up the ones for callers, and then we can start doing some of the ones who don't call but still do either videos or not videos, audios, or contribute to the show all the time.
Oh, man. All of a sudden, I feel hot.
Okay. Not touching that one.
I almost did, but I stopped myself.
I'm scrolling through something.
I was going to say, I'm going to put the poem that R.S. Morris sent in on the board. So click on that.
Okay.
And I will push play. Ready, ready. See it?
Mm-hmm. I'm running down the hall as we speak.
Okay, here we go.
In the north, a woman named Rose, but the south was the side she chose. Secrets of the north she would disclose. She was a rebel in northern clothes. Hobnobbing with the Yankee elite, doing her part for the Union defeat, attended all the galas, was very discreet. Union senators and generals should meet. Born to John O'Neill and Eliza Henrietta, became known as Maria Rosetta. Her favorite city in the South was Marietta. She hated the North and pursued a vendetta. Beauregard asked her to spy. She said yes. She sat front row at a Lincoln address. Even Jefferson Davis she would impress. A knack for spycraft she would possess. The Manassas battle, they said she won. Had Yankee secrets before it had begun. Knew where and how many was every gun. In a retreat, she knew where they would run. In August 1861, she was arrested, but still more secrets she divested. Banish her south, Lincoln suggested. She stole more secrets, was re-arrested. Became a blockade runner in 1864. Her boat sank. She died swimming ashore. Huge rebel flag over her casket as decor. Thousands of soldiers marched like never before.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
I wonder if he does any of the Civil War reenactment battles.
Oh yeah.
Huh. That's a good question. I was just noticing that he has 52 Civil War poems, and he chooses perfect music for the background when he does them. I've heard a few of them now. I like how this one was a history lesson, and that he gave glory to the to a woman, you know, a lady rebel. And I see he won a gold medal for it too. That's really awesome. His recordings are off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I told him in my comment too. A history lesson set to music with rhyme and flow. Can't beat that.
Mm. Yeah, really. Feeling a little dizzy. Hold on.
Potter, are you trying to be funny or are you for real?
No, I am. I'm a little dizzy.
Okay, well then how about if you go lay down and Hatter and I will listen to Frank's poem and then I'll shut down the show.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm just sitting here now, so I can hang. I can hang.
All right, well, that's
that.
Hatter, you want to say something for R.S. Morris? Or, I'm sorry, Stephen for R.S. Morris, and then I'll put Frank on.
Oh, I thought I already did. Yeah, sorry.
Did you? I'm sorry. I got frazzled because I was worried. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'm now just picturing that we were having a conversation about how awesome it is when he does these. Now, if we want to click on Frank Poetic Picasso, I will push his recording as well.
I got it.
I saw the morning swans moving slowly through the water with effortless grace, and the nimble children playing in the pretty park. Memories of the days of a period of innocence. A glimpse of happiness I once had shared ere riding the carousel of the magical dreams. During the sweet sounds of a soothing springtime, when I had danced upon the clouds so lightly. I knew of an angel that had witnessed my birth, whose pulchritudinous pinions were empyrean, and his spirit was made from the divine breath, solely that from which guardian angels are born. He taught me to fly and soar in my imagination, to discover the world of the dreamers of hope, and aspire the kingdom of the noble men of valor, where the cadent heroes of immortality ever dwell. I swear that he was an angel like no other being, for his halo was resplendent and preternatural in form, and he had glided upon the winsome Wilkin high above. His words were the dulcet tone of the lyrical notes. The years have passed, and I still can see him with the beauty of age and winds of Father Time, when the countless days and nights become the revelation of the moments of keepsakes I treasure. Laughing, crying, smiling, and singing old songs, and I know always that he is this angel of mine, the ethereal spirit of a glow from the moonlight moon, flying away to the unique place of memorable dreams. I reach the heavens of the numinous broom, and discover the garden of the immortal ones, with a sempiternal gaiety of their colorful guises, a token of the harbingers of love and devotement. I shall reach the heavens. Oh, I shall reach the heavens. In the poem.
I gotta catch it. I just got caught up. We're gonna have to read it, so I can't.
That's okay. I was just gonna say, well, talking about someone who's really great at putting these videos together between this voice and what he writes and the background that he chooses for them. Little details in this one, like a glimpse of happiness I once had shared, I knew an angel that had witnessed my birth. Wow. What was that? I swear that he was an angel like no other being, for his halo was replenished. I'm like, this, these
laughing, crying, smiling, and singing old songs. The details absolutely bring this visit to life. Wow, absolutely awesome poem and a beautiful rendition. Thank you, Frank. What do you think, Frank? I mean, I'm worried about Hatter. Stephen, can you please give Frank a comment? And Hatter, I just told Sky that we were about to close out the show, and she said to send you some love.
Okay. No. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. This poem, I've read it before. I heard it before. I like it a lot. I like the verbiage that he uses, some of the words that you were mentioning, Deb. I told him in my comment that I said he speaks of a role model and someone that helped him, you know, grow into an adult. And I thought that the man that he describes is a perfect picture of what a father should be. Yeah, I thought this was awesome.
Fantastic comment. And I think that, like I said, Frank does a brilliant job with the recordings. All three of those recordings tonight. Thank you, R.S. Morris. Thank you for the song, Udo. And thank you for the recording, Frank. And Stephen, thank you for calling and hanging out with Hatter and I on this Hatter Day Saturday minus Blizzard. One last time, happy birthday to AP's mom down there in Australia.
Happy birthday.
80 years, that's fantastic. And,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. And join me on Monday for Personal Problems Monday. The board's full of, well, hopefully bursting with color since that's the theme for the night. And Hatter, great show. I appreciate you. And I am going to take us out of here with your song since we did not start with it and I didn't get to hear it today. So, Stephen, do you want to push Monday before I push play?
Oh, yeah, sure. Monday is the Mortuary of Shadows over at Port Excisive Life. It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and we have quotes from the old short story called The Most Dangerous Game, also quotes from the movie I think they did in 1932, and quotes from another movie they did in 2016. Basically, it's about a rich guy who owns his own island. He's a hunter, tired of hunting animals because they're just boring, so he starts hunting people.
Really, none? Sounds like a really fun guy. I had fun writing for that show. So I will see you there. And on that note,
all right.
love and respect to all. I'm sure Hatter forgot to tell you to blow at your wife for him. And here goes the song. The words you cannot say. Written by Jay Hatter. And the music and singing is Shout Even Shy. Here we go.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, guys. Night. Much respect.
Night.
See you, Steven.
See ya. Feel better.